Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
One of my truth tellers, Dan Sullivan, said the other day, there are no impossible goals, only impossible deadlines. Think about that for a second. A marathon. Anybody can run a marathon. It might take them 3 weeks, but anyone can run a marathon. Not really, but you get my point. The thing is that we set so many times in our day these crazy, crazy deadlines. It's not that the goal is crazy, it's that the deadline is crazy. And as a result, we get discouraged, defeated, disengaged, this whole thing. I see this all the time with authors. Authors say, you know what, I want to write one book and I want to hit the New York Times in my first week and I have zero following. Now, that's not a bad goal. Just the timing is bad, all right? The point is this, that if you're a first-time author with zero following and you expect that in the first week to hit the New York Times, that means by Tuesday and then 6 days later, you've sold over 15,000 copies in 1 week, zero following in 6 days, and then you hit the New York Times. That, my friend, might be very difficult. It's not that the goal is difficult, it's that the deadline is difficult. Other areas, you might say, I want to connect with my teenager. Awesome, great goal. I want to connect with my teenager in the next 48 hours and rebuild our relationship. Okay, again, the goal is awesome. The deadline could be impossible. So these are things that we need to think about often, because if we continually set unrealistic deadlines, then what happens is we create this culture where we no longer have belief. That's very important. When I set goals for our team, for myself, I want to have this culture of belief, which basically says we can accomplish this, we can do this, it's within reach. It might feel impossible, it might feel like it's gonna stretch us, but you know what, we've done it before, we've created goals before, and as a result, we have a culture of belief. When you create impossible deadline after impossible deadline after impossible deadline, pretty soon what you subconsciously say, or other people around you, is you begin to say, you know what, we're not believable. This is not going to happen. And I'll tell you what, I used to be part of a team where the main leader would say that often, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And eventually, if you do not hit your goals or your deadlines, it creates cynicism and skepticism. I'd much rather people say, you know what, let's move the deadline out a little bit so we can actually achieve it, than to do this crazy, crazy thing. Look, deadlines do motivate. You look at JFK, man on the moon, Rice Stadium, we're gonna get a man on the moon by the end of the decade. That deadline created some crazy energy with the whole space race, but it was within reason. It was within reach as well. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Continue to set goals, even impossible goals. Continue to set deadlines that stretch. But at the end of the day, realize that impossible deadlines are what kills possible goals. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web, at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.